The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And it's Hump Day, 11:01 a.m. Central Time, where we are on this Wednesday, the day before the 4th of July, and everybody's shooting off all their money. I mean, isn't that the truth? I mean, why don't you just take a $100 bill and light it on fire? Well, that would be no fun. Now we have to risk blowing off our fingers, throwing cherry bombs and M80s out the window and scaring the dogs in the neighborhood half to death. I know. It's crazy, especially out in the countryside. Yeah, if you've got a dog out there that's spooked by anything, thunderstorms, fireworks, pyrotechnics, whatnot, might be a good idea to get a little CBD and whatever essential oils you use to calm that dog down. Put them in a closet somewhere where they can't hear anything and they can't tear anything up because they get spooked easy. So, you know, think about them. As well as the heat. Some parts of the country going to get up over 100 degrees today. And, of course, the Power Mall still churning away. We've got 10% off Grown by Nature products this week, and they ship for free right out of Cape Coral, Florida. Silver Botanicals deodorant. The Silver Shield deodorant is now back in stock. For those of you that were worried that still use it, it's good stuff, I do. Available in a spray and a roll-on and a cost-effective refill that works in both. So you can actually pour the refill into your roll-on, you can pour it into your spray, and you can use it. And it's back in stock, and we're going to have Ray D'Amico on the show to talk about it next hour. T-shirts and mugs, we got some new ones. They're being added to the website very soon. And, of course, the big thing, if you spend $300, you get $20 off your order for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice. And when you do that and you shop online, it automatically applies at checkout, this $20 off. Please keep Hal Turner in your prayers. He's probably going to have that stent put in if he hasn't already, so pray for his recovery. Of course, the powerhour.com has a community tab where you can put in prayer requests, which is good. And, of course, if you want to sign up for social media newsletters and all that other good stuff, too, you can go to the powerhour.com or thepowermall.com and sign up. You have a newsletter tab there. Of course, donations accepted at thepowermall.com. You can go to the Partners tab and shop with our partners. That's another good way to keep us going, as well as shopping at the Power Mall. If you do not have internet, don't fret. We have a toll-free number, 877-817-9829, that you can take advantage of. And Jay and Linda will be manning the phones. And if you don't get through the first time, please leave us a message so we can call you back. U.S. Coin Capital, if you have not invested in your junk silver coins, I'm talking about quarters, dimes, and halves, Roosevelt dimes, you know, those, the pre-65, got one in my hot little hand right here. This is a 1959 Franklin half dollar, and it is 0.90% silver. You give Fred Deshefsky a call. The guy's a guru in numismatic events. As far as gold investments goes, a member of the American Numismatic Association, 800-878-2646. And, of course, if you want to be a trusted partner of the Power Hour, you can email us at support at thepowerhour.com. If you have internet, if you have your own business and you want to advertise, call us at 877-817-9829. That simple. And we'll hook you up and put you out there. At the bottom of the hour, Charles Marino, who is a former Department of Homeland Security advisor, will be joining us to talk about what's going on our southern border and the terrorists in our country. And Ray D'Amico from Silver Botanicals will be joining us later in the show. Moving into world news here at 4 minutes after the hour, Hurricane Beryl is barreling along. It hit Category 5 last night, and it's barreling down on Jamaica today. It's expected, however, that it's going to weaken as the system passes across down to a 3 or more by this afternoon. Don't know yet. I mean, they can't magically pull categories out of their, you know what, over there at the National Hurricane Center. So they can only guesstimate that this is what it's going to be by the time it gets there. And Jamaica's supposed to take a direct hit. That's what they were saying. And, of course, after hitting Jamaica, the center of the storm, they're looking at tomorrow hitting the Caymans, passing near the Caymans. Caymans are going to get a good soaking. And it'll head right straight for the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico by tomorrow. Hurricane warning in effect for Jamaica. Hurricane watch for Grand Cayman, Little Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Haiti's entire southern coast. The center said Beryl was expected to bring life-threatening winds and storm surge to Jamaica, where officials warned residents in flood-prone areas to prepare for evacuation. And, of course, now we ask ourselves the simple question. What happened to the Green New Deal that's not working? Now, why do we say that, you ask? Well, because India has asked its power companies to order equipment worth $33 billion, that's with a B, this year, worth of equipment, to fast-track capacity additions of what? Coal-fired power plants in the years ahead. Why is that? Because they're struggling to meet booming electricity demand, according to government officials. So they basically put out the word to state-run NTPC and SJVN, as well as private companies Adani Power and Esser Power, to try to add 31 gigawatts in the next 5 to 6 years. That's some pretty heavy demand. Surprised they haven't put the nuke plants up. Nope, they want coal-fired, just like China. China's setting one of these up. I bet you they set up at least a dozen a month in China. India saw its biggest power shortfall in 14 years in June, had to race to avoid nighttime outages by deferring planned plant maintenance. There you go. Planned plant maintenance. Say that three times fast. And invoking an emergency clause to mandate companies to run plants based on imported coal and power. So much for the Green New Deal, huh? Told you we were 30 years ahead of this. Way ahead of its time. There is no rhyme or reason why we are working in a Green New Deal when we've got all this coal and all this oil ready to go. 0 cents whatsoever. Why we need to be messing with this. And this is a problem. Because a lot of people out there think that it is all about the Green New Deal and that we're going to get to where we need to go faster. I guess they've been watching too many George Jetson cartoon series. You know, Jane, stop this crazy thing. Yeah. Now, you know, if you were his boy, Elroy, growing up in this day and age, what would you think? I mean, we are not in that age right now where we've got electric cars that fly in the air. As a matter of fact, one of them, a Tesla belonging to actor Kevin Dillon, stopped mid-car wash, causing a fender bender. Three cars, fender bender. Yeah, he decided he was going to go get his car washed, and he pulled his Tesla in. You're supposed to put it in neutral, right, so the thing can take your car and, yeah. So what happened? The Tesla stopped, put it in park, caused a rear-end ripple effect for three vehicles in line behind Kevin Dillon's car, according to TMZ. The incident took place in an L.A. area drive-through car wash last week. Yep. And, of course, Dillon was the cause of the fender bender, not the car wash equipment. So much for Teslas, huh? You really want to go out and buy one of those? Okay. So much for science and technology. It's what I'm talking about, the Green New Deal, folks. This gets weird. And they want you to go out and spend all this money on a car that, if you live in a cold climate, how do you think that's going to run? When the battery's dead, even in your garage, oh, yeah, I'll put it in the garage and put it on trickle charge, and you watch when all of a sudden the electricity goes out and you have to go to work and you can't because your car's dead, car won't start, or you get halfway down the road and all of a sudden your car shuts off because the battery runs out because of the cold weather, and you are unprepared, have no blanket, no nothing in the back of the car to protect yourself, and you end up freezing to death in your electric car. Makes sense, right? You know how many people out there are dumb enough to do that and not prepare? They all are vain. That's why they go out and buy these electric vehicles, so they can go out and parade them around and show off their wealth to everybody. Dumb cops. Nigel Farage, you know that name over in Britain. Everybody knows him over there. Oh, he's made the media big time, and on the eve of Britain's election, guess what he's doing? Time to strike out against the rotten two-party system. Gee, I wish we could bring him over here to do that. Oh, my. They're going to vote in their first national election in 5 years tomorrow while we're celebrating the 4th. UK is going to go to the polls. Consequently, prime minister and government, they're going to vote for that, the next parliament. Polling is showing the Labour Party being all but certain to take a massive majority in the House, possibly the largest in modern British history, has been taken essentially as fact, and second, the race for second place is the only game in town. And that leaves, you know, we're talking about Labour and Conservatives. The Conservative Party has cynically betrayed its own voters, and now they're paying for it. And we're talking about Rishi Sunak. That's who we're talking about here. Tories. Yeah. They're going to get had, according to Nigel Farage, if we, the voters, go out there and boot them. And they won't be in power anymore, and we can actually straighten out the UK's economy. But you have to do something about the rotten two-party system, and I wonder if that includes stolen elections like it does here. All right, at 11 minutes after the hour, we're moving into U.S. News. For those of you that didn't catch that, that's U.S. News. A New York judge, you know, Juan Merchan, the one who's... daughter apparently has been fundraising based on the criminal trial for Trump. He has delayed the sentencing of the former president, moved it to September 18th of this year at 10 a.m. for the imposition of sentence, if such is still necessary or other proceedings. Now, what caused that? Well, there's some arguendo here about official duties, according to the Supreme Court's July 1st ruling on presidential immunity. Yeah. And, of course, there's arguendo about that. The defense has it until July 10th to file a motion, and prosecutors have a July 24th deadline to file a response as to presidential immunity and how far this should go. The judge also granted a separate request by prosecutors to submit a recommendation for sentencing. Oh. Gee, I wonder what the prosecutors are going to recommend. Jail for Trump. Jail for Trump. See, Bragg, he's that stupid. He would do this. He'd do something like this. And he would get himself in serious trouble. I mean, serious trouble. I mean, there are some people out there that love Trump so much, I fear that Mr. Bragg's safety would be in question. Yeah, he won't be able to go anywhere without risk, because there are people out there that love Trump that much. I mean, I hate to say it, but if you want to start a civil war, the best way to do that is to jail a former president after the Supreme Court just granted him the kind of immunity they just did. Attorneys for the former president are moving to throw out the New York criminal trial. Prosecutors say they believe the argument's got no merit. Well, what's the old saying? We'll see. Money talks, by the way. The Trump campaign in the second quarter of this year has raised $331 million, smashing Joe Biden's haul in his campaign. This, according to AP. I mean, they're starting to turn on Biden. They're actually starting to talk about the campaign reports and the fact that Trump's campaign ended with $284.9 million cash on hand compared with $240 reported by Biden. So Trump is outraising Biden in campaign donations. interesting how that works. U.S. Marshals Service found 200 missing children, including sex trafficked victims, abused children, and runaways in a six-week nationwide operation, according to the DOJ. You know, I really think they're trying to do this before the election so it makes them look good. Of the children found, 173 of them were endangered runaways. Wow. Endangered runaways? We're supposed to believe that. Runaways. That means they left home. They ran away from home. They weren't, you know, we don't know whether they were trafficked or not. One of them was a family abduction. Another was a non-family abduction. And 25 were considered otherwise missing, the youngest a five-month-old baby. The Marshals Service carried out Operation We Will Find You 2, along with federal, state, and local agencies. From May 20th to June 24th, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children offered technical assistance in the operation. It is the second such nationwide missing child operation. It was conducted in the District of Arizona, Eastern District of California, Southern District of Florida, Western District of Michigan, Eastern District of North Carolina, and Southern and Eastern Districts of New York and the District of Oregon. On the Eastern District of North Carolina, involved a one-year-old who was reported missing in Raleigh after the child's mother failed to surrender her to the Department of Social Services, according to the release. Well, this doesn't sound like people trafficked over the border, does it? The mother, who had been convicted of strangling her four-year-old son to death, was arrested, and U.S. Marshals safely recovered the child. Another case involved a 12-year-old girl who went missing from her family home in Portland, Oregon, on May 21st after she reported being sexually abused by family members. Of course, this is the media now reporting all this. Sexually abused by family members. Well, did Joe call that? Hey, Joe should know. I mean, it's right there in Ashley's diary. Right? Again, I posit the question. Who do you want in the White House? Do you want a groper with an ego? Or somebody with a mental acuity of office furniture that likes to snip hair, lick ice cream cones in a derogatory manner, and diddle his daughter in the shower? Which one would you rather have as a commander-in-chief? I know, you're all saying, neither. You don't want RFK Jr. in there, do you? It's all the same. It's all the same. Yep, the wheels on the bus go round and round. Yep, you know the song. GOP, by the way, that's the grand old party. We can't seem to shake this two-party system. The RNC and members of Arizona's state legislature have filed a motion to stay a federal court order to block certain voters who registered with a federal voter registration form from voting in the November election. You see, these federal voter registration forms are being passed out by the Biden administration. Yeah. And the, they want to make sure they get as many of these illegals. Voting rights groups filed lawsuits against both measures that were passed in 2022, House Bill 2492 and 2243. Which mandated the reporting of the number of voters in the state who didn't list the status of their citizenship. Yeah, it mandated that. They want to know, are you a U.S. citizen or not? Judge Susan Bolton. She is a Clinton appointee. You should know that. She's the one that's hearing this. She found that parts of the legislation circumvented federal voting laws, although other portions of the two laws were upheld. She said that HB 2492's requirement for individuals using a state registration form to include their state or country of birth violates a provision of the Civil Rights Act and a section of the National Voter Registration Act. Doing so would result in the investigation of only naturalized citizens based on county recorders' subjective beliefs that a naturalized individual is a non-citizen. She explained. On June 28th, she again ruled that those portions of the law should be struck down, prompting the recent emergency motion. For those of you in Virginia, Bob Good is out for good. He's been defeated by Trump-backed Virginia State Senator John McGuire. it is amazing how different people voted in favor of him or supported him that are in Congress, and other Congress members wanted good back in. But Trump backed John McGuire, and now John McGuire, according to the recount by the Virginia Department of Elections, he is the lucky guy. He gets to go represent the Bob Good seat in the House. Biden's defense secretary, meanwhile, you know, the one that's running the Pentagon, he has announced that the U.S. military is going to provide $2.3 billion more in military assistance to Ukraine, which includes missile systems, anti-tank weapons, and more munitions. Probably some of those 155 caliber howitzer shells. This package will provide more air defense, interceptors, anti-tank weapons, and other critical munitions taken from U.S. military stocks, Mr. Austin confirmed. Yep, comes right out of our arsenals. Yeah, then what do we have? How do we defend ourselves? Well, that's why every American, right-thinking American out there is armed, right? Stockpiling food, guns, and ammo. I really wish that Hank Jr. would rewrite that song, Lawyers, Guns, and Money, and call it Food, Guns, and Ammo. I know you all are singing that, right? You just put that right in your head right there. Yeah. Yeah, this package, man, I'm telling you. According to the Council on Foreign Relations think tank analysis, see, they're even chiming in on this, as well as the Committee for a Responsible Budget. Ooh, somebody needs to investigate those folks. Some $175 billion has been sent to Ukraine since February of 2022 when the war began. A large portion of that, $61.3 billion, was sent to the Eastern European country in April in a measure that was approved by both houses of Congress and signed, of course, by Biden. Why do you think that is? I think the majority of both houses and Biden want to see World War III, and they want to see it before the election. Why? So Biden or somebody that looks like him can declare martial law and shut down this country and make everybody stay in their house while Soviet submarine-based SLBMs, you know, start launching nuclear warheads after they take out our grid. I really think that's what they want. They want World War III because it's all part of reducing the population. And the more people you can nuke and wipe out, you know, I mean, some of them will be vaporized. Others will die of radiation sickness, except for our listeners who stock up on Nuke Protect and all these other goodies we have. You know, the Power Mall told you need to get 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for each member of your family. The relationship between the president and the people he serves has shifted irrevocably in every use of official power. The president is now a king above the law, according to Justice Sonia Sotomayor, dissenting in her opinion in Trump v. U.S. The U.S. Supreme Court made it official. President of the U.S. can now literally get away with murder. Huh. Is that why Trump has to worry? The ruling was 6-3 in Trump v. U.S., equal parts politically short-sighted, self-servingly partisan, utterly devoid of any pretense that the president is anything other than a dictator. The Supreme Court has validated what Richard Nixon once claimed. When the president does it, that means it's not illegal. As Justice Sotomayor concluded in her powerful dissent, now this is John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute writing this now. This isn't, you know, me foaming at the mouth. This is John Rutherford, the attorney. John Whitehead, rather, from the Rutherford Institute, writing, the president of the United States, and this is Sotomayor, he's quoting, the president of the United States is the most powerful person in the country and possibly the world. When he uses his official powers in any way under the majority's reasoning, he will now be insulated from criminal prosecution. Orders the Navy SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival? Immune. Organizes a military coup to hold on to power? Immune. Takes a bribe in exchange for a pardon? Immune. Let the president violate the law. Let him exploit the trappings of his office for personal gain. Let him use his official power for evil ends. Because if he knew that he may one day face liability for breaking the law, he might not be as bold, as fearless as we would like him to be. That's the majority's message today, even if these nightmare scenarios never play out, and I pray they never do. The damage has been done. Gee, it sounds like Biden's already done most of this. Let's see, according to John Whitehead, the damage has indeed been done, indubitably, irrevocably, unarguably. Every American should be outraged, offended, and afraid of what this ruling means for our future of our nation. There can be no more pretending that we live in a constitutional republic. It's all out in the open now. This is a dictatorship. Hitler's finally stepped out of the shadows. The rule of law may have been on life support for a long time, but this ruling pulls the plug. The facts of the case itself, which asked whether the former president is immune from prosecution on charges he attempted to overturn the 2020 presidential election, are less important than the ramifications of this ruling, which goes so far as to dramatically expand the power of the presidency, rendering whoever occupies the Oval Office lawless and unaccountable. This is exactly how tyranny rises and freedom falls, according to John Whitehead. In a textbook of doublespeak, this is an example of doublespeak. Chief Justice John Roberts, writing for the Supreme Court's six-person conservative majority, essentially declared that presidents are not as above the law, and then turned right around and ensured that presidents can do whatever they want in their official capacity without being held accountable or criminally liable. As Roberts noted, we conclude that under our constitutional structure of separated powers, the nature of presidential power requires that a former president have some immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts during his tenure in office, at least with respect to the president's exercise of his core constitutional powers. This immunity must be absolute. Here's the thing, however, this isn't anything new, not really. Although the Constitution invests the president with very specific limited powers in recent years, American presidents have claimed the power to completely and almost unilaterally alter the landscape of this country for good or for ill. The powers amassed by each successive president through the negligence of Congress and the courts, powers which add up to a toolbox of terror for an imperial ruler, empower whoever occupies the Oval Office to act as a dictator above the law and beyond any real accountability. So says John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. Aha. Yes. Do we all now sit down after the sermon and say amen? Yeah, I'm not going to deliver the benediction now, okay? The FCC is proposing that cell phone carriers unlock all their phones within 60 days after activation. Oh, this is the FCC now. What do you think would happen now because of all these discounts that these phone networks are offering, if you're being forced to unlock them all and people can run away and switch services and switch providers, you know what that's going to do? There's not going to be any more phone discounts. Think about that. I mean, yeah, it's really cool that you can unlock your phone and go anywhere you want. But the problem is right now, you're getting these phones at a discounted price and buyers are required to commit to a network plan lasting months or years. And if you terminate, you get this early termination clause, and now you get a penalty. Yep. We also have a link if you want to get a free Economics 101 lessons from PragerU. We got a link on the economy and business section just for you to take advantage of the education from PragerU. We'll be back. Charles Marino after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active Rubbing Oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, where we are in the nation's hinterland on this Wednesday, the day before the 4th of July. And what a better opportunity to talk about things that concern this country as we approach what is commonly known as Independence Day, as we turn around and look behind us and evaluate whether or not we're truly free, or whether or not there's some real serious issues going on in this country that we need to be paying attention to. Most of our listeners here at the Power Hour understand the situation we're in, especially when the guy out there with the mental acuity of office furniture just allowed our borders to be wide open and terrorists and everybody else to run rampant into this country, military-age men, Chinese, doesn't matter. And then, of course, they are being rounded up and put into camps and trained. That's what a lot of us think, that they're actually going to turn on American citizens and we're going to have a civil war, especially if they can pull the plug, do a little, these Chinese guys especially that are brought in here, and they can sit there, throw out a little cyber attack, take out our grid. Yep, turn us into the Dark Ages, neighbor against neighbor. Oh, yeah, this is going to be a civil war. Totally different from the blue and the gray. And it all has to do with this administration wanting our country to be turned into a total communist nation. And in order to do that, the commie pigs in Congress and in the White House have to succeed if we let them. And of course, we have a former USSS agent, Charles Marino, who has written a book, Terrorists on the Border and in Our Country. He joins us on the phone here on the Power Hour. Welcome, sir.
Good to be with you.
So you are a nationally recognized security expert, strategic advisor, opinion leader, and writer with deep knowledge of security methodologies, tactics, and technology. And, of course, you have been with the U.S. Secret Service and security executive for Fortune 500 companies, sports teams, high net worth individuals. I mean, we're talking about private security here, aren't we?
Yeah, look, I also served as the senior law enforcement advisor to then DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano, overseeing the federal law enforcement portfolio and implementing programs like See Something, Say Something and the National Terrorism Advisory System. So I like to think I know what is comprehensive, well thought out homeland security. And unfortunately, what we're seeing under this administration since day one is not. Their policies actually undercut the entirety of our homeland security apparatus, which, as we all know, was put in place in the aftermath of the terrorist attacks of September 11th.
Well, the bigger problem about September 11th is they had the USA Patriot Act sitting on the shelf waiting to get passed by Congress. A lot of our listeners here, Mr. Marino, look at this situation as a false flag attack for the purposes of instituting the Patriot Act, which basically stripped away a lot of our rights and put us in a surveillance state. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, you know, look, this is the consequence of having something catastrophic happen in this country. You see a reactive posture that includes programs that at times can include overreach. And that's why it's important to have mechanisms in place like a secure border and agencies that are allowed to enforce our immigration laws to be on the proactive side of the house so that we don't have to become reactive the way we did on September 11th as a country, because along with reacting to a crisis of that nature comes a lot of overreaction and as a result, a lot of overreach. So what's better is to have a posture where you're putting programs and policies in place that make sense, that support the men and women that are on the front lines, took an oath to protect the homeland, to prevent something from like that happening again in the future. And look, after September 11th, the government promised Americans that never again would they have to go through an experience like that, and that the government wouldn't suffer from what was highlighted in the 9/11 Commission report and described as a failure of imagination. What we're seeing now is not only a failure of imagination, it's a complete meltdown of imagination. And it's setting us up for, as we see each and every day, some very, very bad situations, which are causing Americans to lose their lives.
They are, and I guess I should ask, because my listeners, Mr. Marino, ask me a lot of the same things, one of which is, because of your knowledge and what you know, you wrote this book, which, by the way, very eloquently put in a lot of places. I was reading through it, and just like, wow, this is cool. Folks, you may want to get a copy of this book, and you can do that through our guest tab on thepowerhour.com. Now, the thing is the Emergency War Powers Act still in effect, to your knowledge?
That is a good question. I think that is always at the disposal of the president. However, look, as a country right now, especially relevant coming up to Independence Day here, we are facing more threats from more places than at any time in our history. And again, the War Powers Act is a reactive function here primarily. And that is to say that we've got this heightened threat environment. We know we're at this heightened threat environment. We know that open borders is contributing to this heightened threat environment. It's the very thing that's keeping intelligence and law enforcement officials awake at night. So why wouldn't this administration start doing the right thing and securing the border and starting deportations of people that shouldn't be in the country, considering that they have let some very dangerous people into the country, not just criminals, but also terrorists. And we have numerous examples to support all of this. So when you bring up something like the War Powers Act, you know, look, we shouldn't have to get there. We should not be setting ourselves up for failure, which is exactly what we're doing. We essentially right now with this administration have a government at war with itself. We have an executive branch in the president undercutting other agencies under the executive branch, primarily those in law enforcement and intelligence. And it's beyond comprehension.
Well, you've seen this, though, firsthand. I mean, that's why you wrote the book. And I understand that, given the history that you lay out from 1947 and on about Title 42 and Title 8 and everything else that's going on. I mean, I don't see any overt attempt by the Biden administration to deport people. They keep saying they're going to do it. But, you know, everything that Bill Malugin and people like that sitting at the border are showing people on TV is they keep coming. And they continue to keep coming. And a lot of them are Chinese. Now, you know, we don't know whether they're terrorists or not, or whether there are sleeper cells. I guess that would be my next question. Do you believe there are sleeper cells in this country that are just waiting for, as the movie Salt denotes, day X, when they're going to have to react and do something against us?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt. And there's nobody in this administration that would come on and be able to tell me otherwise with a straight face. They would lose all credibility as the Secretary of Homeland Security has when he sits before Congress and says there's nothing to see here with respect to the crisis down at the border. 3.5 years in, and it took them a little over 3 years to finally acknowledge and describe what's happening at the southwest border and our northern border as a crisis level. You know, he brought up reporters like Bill Malugin. I'll be on with him later today on Fox talking about this very issue. And it's readily apparent that this is absolutely no way to protect the country. We've got numerous examples. We just had 8 suspected terrorists from Tajikistan that were discovered within the country, were arrested. We have the 2 Jordanian nationals, one of which was on the terrorist watch list, attempt to breach security at Quantico Marine Corps base. We know close to 500 on the terrorist watch list, not associated with those 2 groups I just mentioned, were uncovered to be let into the country. And we know what's going on the criminal side. And we know what's going on with state adversaries like China, over 2,500% increase. Let me say that again, 2,500% increase in Chinese nationals allowed to come into the country since the Trump administration. So we're being set up here by state actors, non-state actors like terrorist groups, and there's a lot of unknown unknowns that have been entered into the equation, which is really what has people worried that have taken an oath to protect the country. We have over 2 million gotaways, even the ones we've encountered, 15 million people. There's no way to thoroughly vet many of them because the countries of origin just don't have systems in place for us to vet against. So this is a real crisis. It needs to change yesterday. And our threat level continues to spike as this administration has allowed the rest of the world to be set on fire.
And they keep, of course, ordering the fence not to be put up. They're fighting the states. The states are fighting back the federal government. The states don't like what's going on. Local mayors who are Democrat are complaining about being overrun. They, of course, there's nothing to see here. That narrative keeps coming to front and center, yet all these blue state cities and like the governor of New York, well, we can't take any more people here. It's like, look, you opened the door, you started it, and now you're telling us that now there's a problem. I'm just looking at down the road, Charles Marino, and I look forward to seeing you talk to Bill Malugin. My situation here, what are we, this people, supposed to do when all hell breaks loose and we're forced to defend ourselves? What are we supposed to do?
Well, every American needs to be active in their own safety and security. They need to play an active role. They need to have a plan. Right now, look, we see the state of Texas stepping up to fill the void of protecting their border and their state in the absence of the Biden administration conducting their federal responsibilities. So I think the American people should take a hard look at what Texas is having to do and understand that, look, the government may not be there and very likely won't be there to help protect you and your family in the event of a catastrophe here, like a terrorist attack. Or as you conduct your everyday lives, and we know that there's an influx of criminal aliens being allowed into the country. So, you know, as you go about your daily lives, keep your head on a swivel. Understand that the United States has become a much, much more dangerous place under this administration. And also keep in mind that we've got suspected terrorists that are likely roaming within the interior of the country. And this administration is unprecedented. You know, in my book, we look at both previous Democrat and Republican administrations. Never in the history of this country has an administration like this abandoned their responsibility, their number one responsibility, to protect the country and the American people.
Well, the real problem I have, Charles Marino, is that our Congress is letting this administration get away with murder. I mean, we have a mom of 5 basically kidnapped, raped, and murdered by 2 illegals. I'm not talking about just the terrorists. I'm talking about people in her own backyard that are all of a sudden just showing up at her doorstep, showing up in shopping malls, kidnapping people, kidnapping young girls, sexually assaulting and murdering them and leaving them under a bridge. I mean, you know, this is the kind of stuff that I could spend my entire 2 hours talking about. And this is the thing. If we were to defend ourselves against these people that are coming in here, I mean, it's highly likely we ourselves could find ourselves being prosecuted by federal government for supposedly depriving somebody of their civil rights. These people, these illegals, have no civil rights in this country, do they, sir?
Well, no. The laws of this country should not be made available, never mind the fact that we are providing significant financial support for everybody coming into the country illegally. But the laws of the United States are not set up to be exploited, nor should they, by those who have gained entry into the country illegally. And as far as Congress goes, Congress needs to stop validating their 7% approval rating. We're not talking about an issue right now between the United States and Mexico. We are encountering over 180 different countries from around the world. Many of these are special interest locations. They're terrorist hotbeds where organizations with a deep hatred of the United States are still up and running. We know our adversaries have never been as empowered as they are like now. And in the meantime, facilitating all this, the Mexican cartels are also as powerful as they've ever been in their history because of the policies of this administration, both operationally and financially. And meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of Americans are dying a year, be it from fentanyl, be it from violent crime. And we're just getting started here, unfortunately. This is going to get worse. As the numbers of illegals continue to climb in this country, so will the interactions between Americans. And you have many Americans that are going to fall victim to those criminal aliens that were let into the country and are going to continue to prey on innocent people. And I'll tell you right now, as far as accountability goes, if I'm a father of a child whose life was taken by somebody that shouldn't have been in the country in the first place, I don't think the impeachment of the Secretary of Homeland Security goes far enough. So the Republicans in the House and the Senate really need to get together and come up with a mechanism that truly holds government officials accountable when they don't uphold their oath of office.
Makes sense. Eric in Missouri, do you have a quick question for Charles Marino?
Yeah, I would like to know the statistics of who's getting killed by terrorists and how many are getting killed by lightning. But if I could ask you a question on finding the source of this problem, I asked Cal Thomas this question, and he believed the official story. And I think the official story is some terrorists that had 2 weeks of flight training corkscrewed a 757 down and hit the Pentagon. Is that the official story? And if so, do you believe that to be the case, that probably what happened didn't happen?
Thank you, Eric, for that. Go ahead, Charles Marino.
Well, Eric, look, if I heard your question correctly, I think there's a little over 3,000 families that suffered significant loss and continue to suffer significant loss to this day from the terrorist attacks of 9/11. You know, people were also saying that planes had never been flown into the Twin Towers in Manhattan until it happened. You're falling in line with the very failure of imagination that the 9/11 Commission report highlighted. And that is to the detriment of the safety and security of the country. Guys like me, our job is to think of the ways the bad guys want to attack us. And right now, without borders, they have carte blanche into the country to do whatever they want to do. So if you're comfortable with waiting for another terrorist attack to happen in the country, that's your position. I would say the overwhelming majority of Americans are not going to agree with you, and polling supports what I'm saying. Look, I'm not only entitled to my own opinion, okay? I've got to support my opinion with facts, and that's what I'm doing right here. The Department of Homeland Security was created in 2002. for the sole purpose of preventing a terrorist attack against this country, another one. And that's why border security and immigration enforcement were brought into DHS to help do that.
Okay. And then I guess, you know, because we have about a minute and a half left here, Charles Marino, before the end of our segment, the surveillance state that has taken place now, we're looking at if Trump were to get back in office, and I've had Tom Holman on this show before, are we in a situation where a lot of us are going to be caught up in this dragnet as they attempt to deport people if Trump gets back into office? Do you see that happening?
No, I don't think so, because we've used programs like Secure Communities before, which, by the way, was put into use by the Obama administration, was continued under the Trump administration. Part of what my book highlights is this has never really been a partisan issue when it came to border security and immigration being essential to the security of the country. After the attacks of September 11th. So you see this continue. Look, we're becoming more and more of an electronic state. And I got to tell you, the overwhelming majority of the American public don't need to be surveilled on, because they're openly sharing information about their personal lives each and every day, as we know, on mechanisms like Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
So, but look, as we become more electronically connected with the world, yeah, absolutely. These tools are going to be used against us when and if people find themselves on the wrong side of a situation. And that is part of the United States.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that, sir. I appreciate that. Esther, I wish we had time to take a quick question. I don't know, because I know that you probably have a lot of questions as a result of this, and we are at the break. Charles Marino, Terrorists on the Border and in Our Country is the name of the book. Go to the guest tab on thepowerhour.com and order it if you want to get a complete update as to what's going on. Charles Marino, I look forward to seeing you with Bill Melugin this afternoon on Fox, and thank you for joining us here on the Power Hour.
Anytime. Thanks, Dave.
You bet. And we will be back with the with more of the show and Raymond D'Amico after these important messages. Stay with us.
Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs.
Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.